So first we'll read Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, then later we'll discuss about Jiva Goswami and Jagdish Pandit. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Dhirae Nashta prayesu avatresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthike. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 3, The Birth of Lord Krishna. Today the concluding verses of this chapter, text 52 and 53. 52 has no purport, so I am reading the 52 and 53 together. 52. Devakya sayane nyasya vasudeva athadarikam pratimuchya padar loham aste purvavat abritaha. Vasudeva placed the female child on the bed of Devaki, bound his legs with the iron shackles, and thus remained there as before. Text 53. Jasoda Nanda Patni cha Jatam Param Abudhyata Na Tallingam Parishanta Nidrayapagata Smutihi Jasodananda Patni cha Jatam Param Abudhyata Natalingam Parishanta Nidraya Apagata Smriti. Word meaning Jasoda, Jasoda, Krishna's mother in Gokul. Nanda Patni, the wife of Nanda Maharaj. Cha, also. Jatam, a child was born. Param, the supreme person. Abudhyata, could understand. Na, not. Tat lingam, whether the child was male or female. Parishanta, because of too much labor. Nidraya, when overwhelmed with sleep. Apagata smritihi, having lost consciousness. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Exhausted by the labor of childbirth, Jasoda was overwhelmed with sleep and unable to understand what kind of child had been born to her. Purport. Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev were intimate friends, and so were their wives Jasoda and Devaki. Although their name was different, they were practically non-different personalities. The only difference is that Devaki was able to understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead had been born to her and had now changed into Krishna, whereas Yashoda was not able to understand what kind of child had been born to her. Yashoda was such an advanced devotee that she never regarded Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but simply loved him as her own child. Devaki, however, knew from the very beginning that although Krishna was her son, he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Vrindavan, no one regarded Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. When something very wonderful happened because of Krishna's activities, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the cowherd men, the cowherd boys, Nandamara, Yashoda, and the others, were surprised. But they never considered their son Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes they suggested that some great demigod had appeared there as Krishna. In such an exalted status of devotional service, a devotee forgets the position of Krishna and intensely loves the Supreme Personality of Godhead without understanding his position. This is called Kevala Bhakti and is distinct from the stages of Jnana and Jnanamayi Bhakti. Thus end the Bhakti Vedanta purports of the 10th canto, 3rd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Birth of Lord Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shilakaya Chakhyurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Sopadantikam Vandeyaham Sri Guru Sijuta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnambhamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamsya Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesaha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Devakya Sayane Nyasya Vasudeva Atadarikam Pratimuchya Padol Loham Aste Purvavat Abritaham. Vasudeva placed the female child on the bed of Devaki, bound his legs with the iron shackles, and thus remained there as before. Yashodananda Patnicha Jatam Paramabuddhyata Natalingam Parisanta Nidraya Apagataha Smritihi. Exhausted by the labor of childbirth, Yashoda was overwhelmed with sleep and unable to understand what kind of child had been born to her. So yesterday we already heard the history of Nanda from his grace Sarvabhauma Prabhu, how this ancestry of Nanda Maharaj, also Vasudev, they are from the same family. Actually they are not only their friendly relations, but they have also blood relation from the other side. Because they are from Moon Dynasty, there is a great king named Devamida was ruling in Mathura, and he has two wives, one is from Kshatriya background and one from Vaishya background. So Kshatriya background, the wife gave birth to Sursen, and from Vaishya background, the son was born Parjanya. And Parjanya has five sons. Parjanya and Bariyasi, they have five sons, and the middle son was Nanda. The other side, there is Sursena, and Sursena's son was Vasudev. So that's why they have already related before. And they're very intimate friends. And also their wives, Yashoda and Devaki. As Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur commented to this verse, quoting from Brihad Vishnu Puran, Dve namni Nanda Bharyaya Yashoda Devaki Ticha. So Nanda Bharya, the wife of Nanda Maharaj, have two names, Yashoda and Devaki Ticha. In Brihad Vishnu Puran, this is mentioned. So Atha Sakhyam Abhutasya Devakya Sauri Jayaya Sauri means Vasudev Jaya, his wife of Vasudev was Devaki. That's why they have Sakhyam, they have very intimate relations between Yashoda and Devaki. They known each other from long before. That's why they sent their child before Krishna. The Balaram also, he was staying there. Balaram with his mother Rohini, they are also staying there. So the only difference is Prabhupada writing that they are both mother of Krishna. Devaki was mother in Mathura and Dwarka, and in Vrindavan, who is mother of Krishna? Yashoda is mother of Krishna. And Devaki was able to understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead had been born to her. Because from very beginning, Devaki saw the 400 form of Lord Vishnu carrying the disc, conical lotus and lotus, disc, then there is their conical and flower, lotus flower. So he saw the divine form of Vishnu. That's why he could not forget that her child is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. But in case of Yashoda, that Yashoda, after giving birth to the child, she was overwhelmed with sleep and unable to understand what kind of child has been born to her. That is the arrangement of Yogamaya. Because Yashoda, if you know that, then she could not love her child like she was loving in her past times in Vrindavan. So that is the, where Yashoda was not able to understand that what kind of child had been born to her. As Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur also commented, there is Yashoda was not giving birth to only one male, only one child, but one male and one female, two. Vasudeva, just change the but when this Vishnu form, Vishnu, the child of Vasudeva, just reached Nanda Bhavan, then immediately that Vishnu form was merged into the form of Krishna. So they became one, Krishna and Vishnu. Vishnu was merged in Krishna and Krishna's body. So then Vasudeva just took the other child, the female child, that is Jogamaya. So we are not going detail today, because today we will discuss about Jiva Goswami and also about Jagadish Pandit. Yesterday Sarvam Prabhu already explained, he came back with the child, female child, then they put in lap of Devaki, and then he suckled himself again. So so today is also the disappearance day of Jiva Goswami and Jagadish Pandit. Shri Gaura Nitaya Ki Jai, Krishna Balaram Ki Jai, Radha Shyama Sundara Lalita Visakha Devi Ki Jai. So it is said that he regents ill who thinks that Vaishnavas die. The word is living still in sound. Vaishnavas die to live and living spread holy names around. This is the comment by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So that's why Jiva Goswami was a very powerful Vaishnava Acharya, and he is considered as an associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami included Jiva Goswami as associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because there are associates of Nityananda, there is also associates of Advaita Acharya and also associates of Gadadhara Pandit. So, here is in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, and 10th chapter, 85th verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj is writing, Tara Madhi Rupasanatana Bada Sakha Anupama Jiva Rajendradi Upasakha. Among these branches, Rupa and Sanatana were principal, and Anupama, Jiva Goswami and others, headed by Rajendra, were there sub branches. This is in the purport, is a whole everything Prabhupada gave about only Jiva Goswami. He wrote everything about Jiva Goswami. In the Gaura Ganadesh Deepika 195, it is said that Srila Jiva Goswami was formerly Vyas Manjari Gopi. From his very childhood, Jiva Goswami was greatly fond of Srimad Bhagavatam. He later came to Navadip to study Sanskrit, and following in footsteps of Nityananda Prabhu, he circumlated the entire Navadip Dham. After visiting Navadip Dham, he went to Banaras to study Sanskrit under Madhusudan Vachaspati. And after finishing his studies in Banaras, he went to Vrindavan and took shelter of his uncle Rupa and Sanatan. This is described in Bhakti Rasa Ratnakar. As far as our information goes, Srila Jiva Goswami composed and edited at least 25 books. Jiva Goswami was the greatest learned scholar of his time. He was just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered different Goswamis in different field. Rupa Goswami is specifically empowered as in bhakti, and he is known as Rasacharya. Sanatana Goswami in Samandhar Jnana, that is, and in then Gopala Bhatta about deity worship, deity Radharama was manifested to him. Gopala Bhatta Goswami was for that part, then Raghunath Bhatta was empowered specifically on Bhagavatam. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami Bhagavatam, and also cooking for Govinda Devi, he was a pujari, He was head pujari to Govinda Dev, Radha Govinda Dev. And he was best cook. Lord Chaitanya always appreciated his cooking. And he was also Bhagavatam. He could chant one a verse of Bhagavatam in 13 different ragas. He was very expert in his explaining Bhagavatam. When six Goswamis, they hear Bhagavatam, then who is in Vyasasan? It's Raghunath Bhatta. He was empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for explaining Bhagavatam. Then another Raghunath Das Goswami for Vairagya. He is for renunciation. He is empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Jiva Goswami for his Panditya, his scholarship. He is the topmost scholar among even among the Goswamis. He was editing even the books written by Rupa and Sanatan. So Prabhupada is writing, they are all very much celebrated, and they are listed as follows. The books written by Jiva Goswami: Harinamamrita Vyakarana, Sutra Malika, Dhatu Sangraha. Like this, the long list, this books is given here. The principal book was written by him is Sat Sandarbha, the six Sandarbhas. There is a Tattva Sandarbha, Paramatma Sandarbha, Bhagavat Sandarbha, and there is a Bhakti Sandarbha, Priti Sandarbha, there is other Sandarbha is remain there. Krishna Sandarbha, Sri Krishna Sandarbha. So this is the main, this is called, considered as the topmost literature in Gaudiya Vishnu Vaishnava philosophy. Everything in Sat Sandarbha. And he also, many even Baladev Vidyabhushan become before a sannyasi in Tattvavadi Madhva Sampradaya, but after reading this six Sandarbhas, he changed his Sampradaya, he came to Gaudiya Vaishnava. And his Gopal Champu and many other literatures, it is said that he compiled about 4 lakh verses. So who? Jiva Goswami. As many verses compiled by Vyasadev. Jiva Goswami compiled so many verses. And he is the greatest scholar of the time. And his Krama Sandarbha was a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. After Rupa and Sanatana Goswami left there, enter in Nityalila, so Jiva Goswami become the Acharya of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Acharya of the Vaishnava in Bengal, Odisha and in rest of the world. And it is he who used to guide them in their devotional service. In Vrindavan, he established the Radha Damodar temple, where after retirement, we had the opportunity. Srila Prabhupada is writing, we had the opportunity to live from 1962 until 65, when we decided to come to the United States of America. When Jiva Goswami was still present, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami compiled his famous Chaitanya Charitamrita. Later, Srila Jiva Goswami inspired Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur and Dukhi Krishnadas to preach Krishna consciousness in Bengal. Jiva Goswami was informed that all the manuscripts that had been collected from Vrindavan and sent to Bengal for preaching purposes were plundered near Vishnupur in Bengal. But later he received the information that the books had been recovered. So Jiva Goswami awarded the designation of Kaviraj to Ramchandra Sen, Ramchandra Kaviraj, a disciple of Srinivas Acharya. And Ramchandra's younger brother Govinda as Govinda Kaviraj. While Jiva Goswami was alive, Srimati Janhavi Devi, the preacher potency of Nityananda Prabhu, went to Vrindavan with a few devotees. Jiva Goswami was very kind to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. The Vaishnavas from Bengal, whoever went to Vrindavan, he provided with a residence and prasadam. His disciple Krishnadas Adhikari listed all the books, all the of Goswami's in his diary. The Sahajiyas level, three accusations against Srila Jiva Goswami. This is certainly not congenial for the execution of devotional service. The first accusation concerns a materialist who was very proud of his reputation as a great Sanskrit scholar, Digvijayi, and approached Sri Rupa and Sanatan to argue with them about the revealed scriptures. Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, not wanting to waste their time, gave him a written statement that he had defeated them in a debate on the revealed scriptures. Taking this paper, the scholar approached Jiva Goswami for a similar certificate of defeat. But Jiva Goswami did not agree to give him one. On the contrary, he argued with him regarding the scriptures and defeated him. Certainly it was right for Jiva Goswami to stop such a dishonest scholar from advertising that he had defeated Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. But due to their illiteracy, the Sahajiya class referred to this incident to accuse Srila Jiva Goswami of deviating from the principles of humility. They do not know, however, that humility and meekness are appropriate when one's honor is insulted, but not when Lord Vishnu or Acharyas are blasphemed. In such case, one should not be humble and meek, but must act. One should follow the example given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord Chaitanya says in Sikhyashtaka verse 3, Tunadapi sunichena taroropi sahishruna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. One can chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking himself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and should be ready to offer all respect to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Nevertheless, when the Lord was informed that Nityananda Prabhu was injured by Jagai and Madhai, he immediately went to the spot, angry like fire, wanting to kill him. Thus, Lord Chaitanya has explained his verse by the example of his own behavior. One should tolerate insults against oneself, but when there is blasphemy committed against superiors, such as other Vaishnavas, one should be neither humble nor meek. One must take proper steps to counteract such blasphemy. This is the duty of a servant of a guru and Vaishnavas. Anyone who understands the principles of eternal servitude to guru and Vaishnavas will appreciate the actions of Jiva Goswami in connection with so-called scholars' victory over his gurus Srila Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. Another story fabricated to defame Srila Jiva Goswami's status, that when Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami showed him the newly completed manuscript of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Jiva Goswami thought it would hamper his reputation as a big scholar and therefore threw it into a well. Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was greatly shocked according to this story and he died immediately. Fortunately, a copy of manuscript of the Chaitanya Charitamrita had been kept by a person named Mukunda, and therefore later it was published, possible to publish the book. This story is another ignominious example of blasphemy against Guru and Vaishnava. Such a story should never be accepted as authoritative. According to another accusation, Srila Jiva Goswami did not approve of the principles of Parakyarasa or Brajadham and therefore supported Sokyarasa, showing that Radha and Krishna are eternally married. Actually, when Jiva Goswami was alive, some of his followers disliked the Parakyarasa of gopis. Therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami, for their spiritual benefit, supported Sokya Rasa, for he could understand that Sahajiyas would otherwise exploit the Parakya Rasa as they are actually doing at the present time. Unfortunately, in Vrindavan and in Navadip, it has become fashionable among the Sahajiyas in their debauchery to find an unmarried sexual partner to live with, to execute so-called devotional service in Parakya Rasa. Foreseeing this, Srila Jiva Goswami supported Sakya Rasa, and later all the Vaishnava Acharyas also approved of it. Srila Jiva Goswami was never opposed to the transcendental Parakya Rasa, nor has any other Vaishnava disapproved of it. Srila Jiva Goswami strictly followed his predecessor, Gurus and Vaishnavas. Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami and Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami accepted him as one of his instructor guru. So, there is also another story that how one time Vallabhacharya, there is Radha Vrindavan Chandra Mandi, just maybe 50 steps ahead. So, there is Vrinda, there is famous Acharya, Vallabha Bhatt or Vallabhacharya was staying there. And time to time he used to come to visit Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house in Adiyal Gram in Allahabad. So, that time he was writing Bhakti Rasamrita, Nectar of Devotion. And few pages, Vallabhacharya, just he was a famous acharya. That time he wrote his famous commentary, Subodhani commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. And also, because he was a devotee in Vatsalya Ras, he was thinking even the love of Mother Jasoda is better than love of Radharani ahead. Madhuri, he was thinking that Vatsalya Ras was ahead. So he saw few pages of Rupa Goswami writing about Madhurya Rasa is the topmost rasa, Unnata Ujjala Rasa. So he told, okay, Rupa, you completed this. I'll come tomorrow and maybe I'll correct I will do here. So Rupa Goswami very humbly he was told, okay, this is my fortune that you come and correct me. But Jiva Goswami was there, he was feigning. So Rupa Goswami writing, he was feigning a disciple. And Jiva Goswami is a disciple of Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami could not tolerate it. Where is the mistake here? I tell you. Then when just he went to Jamuna for taking bath, Vallabha Bhatt, Jiva Goswami just in clue of bringing some water for Radha Damodar, then he just follow him. Then he asked, where is my Gurudev? You find some mistake in my Gurudev's writing, you told that you will come later and correct it. Then when Vallabha Bhatt just look at him, then he explained that how his Vatsalya. Jiva Goswami is quoted from so many Shastras, so many Puranas, so many Upanishads and everything. He completely practically defeated Vallabhacharya. Vallabhacharya was surprised. Such a young boy, maybe 15 years, 16 year boy. And he defeated me. He has so many. So he immediately, directly from Jamuna, came to Rupa Goswami again. And he told, who is that boy who was fanning you? So Jiva Goswami told, Jiva nama sishya mara bhrataratanaya. He is my disciple. His name is Jiva. He is also my brother's son, my nephew. Anupam was father of Jiva Goswami, younger brother of Rupa and Sanatan. So, but Rupa Goswami told he is not a Jiva. He is a very extraordinary Jiva. He defeated me today. He tried to explain the incident to Rupa Goswami. He told, there is no need to correct again your book. Everything is okay. So when Rupa Goswami, he left. And when Jiva Goswami came back, Rupa Goswami told, you took this renounced form of life untimely. You are not qualified to take this form. I gave him his superior, and I gave him so much respect, and you, I could not tolerate this little insult. Why you argue with him? From today I rejected you. You are no more my disciple. Get out from here. So Jiva Goswami was trying to pacify, but Rupa Goswami was extreme, to get out from him. So Rupa Goswami, so Jiva Goswami left. He was compelled to left. But there is also Rupa Goswami, he has no mistake. Who is? Jiva Goswami. Because cannot tolerate the blasphemy of his guru. But later on he left, and in Nandaghat, he was staying there. In a crocodile's cave, he was staying there. And you are not even going to begging Madhukari. Just staying there and eating this mud and Jamuna water and writing. That time he was compiling this Sat Sandarbha every day. He was writing one verse and just on palm leaf and throwing to the Jamuna, and later on here in Madan Mohan, Sanatana Goswami was every day collecting. In the same time, one verse. Who is writing this? Verses. Later on one day, Sanatana Goswami was went to Madhukari, there in Nandaghat. Then he went to ask the Mataji was cleaning the room with cow dung. Told Hare Krishna, asking for Madhukari. Then this woman became agitated. He told, first told, I am coming, wait. Then, but he did not come for a long time, so again. Then Mataji told, we have a Baba here in bank of Jamuna, staying in crocodile cave, and he not asking anyone to anything. Just eating mud and water, and whenever he likes, whenever someone went to him and give some milk, then he'll drink. He not even asked people for food. And this Baba is coming in a horseback. So Sanatana Goswami was surprised, who is this Baba? Then he took the address from the lady, then he went to this bank of Jamuna and saw Jiva Goswami was completely skinny, his bones and flesh. And he told, oh, tears immediately come from Sanatana, and also Rupa was crying. They told, how you are here? Then Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami told everything. Then immediately Sanatana bring him with him and come to Jiva Goswami again. He told, Jiva, your Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu has finished now? He has completed this book? He told, no. I did a great mistake by missing Jiva. If Jiva is here, it will finish before. It will finish before. Because Jiva. Then he told, why you kicked out Jiva? You were such as then, because Sanatana was the elder brother, he chastised Rupa Goswami. This is not correct for you to. Then he just took Jiva Goswami from backside and handed him. Don't do this blunder again, any mistake again. Don't. He explained Jiva Goswami was staying in a crocodile cave, and he was just eating more than what Jamuna water. So in this we can see Jiva Goswami, and another, just like here Prabhupada explained, another Digvijay Pandit, how he came and defeated Rupa, and he just told Rupa and Sanatana to write down, and they write down, yes, we are defeated by this. But come to Jiva Goswami, so he is such a blasphemer, even, so he could not tolerate the blasphemy of his gurus. So immediately he defeated him. So in this way many stories about Jiva Goswami, and this first Navadvip Mandal Parikrama was made Nityananda Prabhu with Jiva Goswami. When Jiva Goswami came from very early days, he was worshipping Krishna Balaram deities, and very very nice, but no time. So the Krishna Balaram, one time he saw this Krishna Balaram transformed as Gaur Nithai. He finally understood that there is no difference between Krishna Balaram and Gaur Nithai. Gaur Nithai becoming Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram again becoming Gaur Nithai. So he, that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already took sannyas and he came to Puri. So Jiva Goswami came to see Nityananda Prabhu and Sivasangan, taking permission from his mother. The father and already left his house with Rupa Goswami. Then came to see Nityananda Prabhu in Sivasangan. Nityananda Prabhu immediately put his feet on the head of Jiva Goswami. He blessed him, became so happy to seeing Jiva Goswami, and he embraced him. He told, for your family, Mahaprabhu gave the place, Vrindavan. You must immediately go to Vrindavan and stay with your uncles. Help them in to following Mahaprabhu's instructions. Then he told, okay, before you going, I will show you Navadvip, because he was feeling little separation from Navadvip Dham. So then Nityananda Prabhu took Jiva Goswami personally with him, and when he saw him all the pastime places of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, the same places we are going, also following the same footprints that Jiva Goswami, that Nityananda Prabhu went with Jiva Goswami, all these 9 islands they visited, and the same place we are also following and doing the parikrama of Navadvip Mandal. Then Jiva Goswami, taking permission from Nityananda Prabhu, he came to Banara, also he came to Vrindavan, but in a way he stayed in Banaras, Nesari, Varanasi. But 2 years from Madhusudana Vachaspati, Prabhupada wrote, he learned Sanskrit. And also, then he came back to Vrindavan and stay with Rupa Goswami. He became a disciple of Rupa Goswami. And Jiva Goswami was the leader. He was not only a scholar, he is the first person who started this Sankirtan, book distribution. He sent these 3 peoples, Narottamdas Thakur, Srinivas Acharya and Shyamananda Prabhu, for first travelling Sankirtan party with this bullock cart. That time there was no travelling Sankirtan bus. Bullock cart. With some Jogidas Prabhupada mentioned everything. So, in this way, we see Jiva Goswami is from 1513 to 1598. He lived about 85 years in Vrindavan, and among the 6 Goswamis, he stayed up to the last in Vrindavan, and he did so much work to just for the Gaudiya Vaishnava. To Vaishnavas. Today is Disappearance Day, and his worshipable deity was Radha Damodar. Radha Damodar said that Rupa Goswami, he is personally called that deity, Radha Damodar. Here the Goswami is claiming this is the real Radha Damodar Vigraha, but if you go to Jaipur, there is also another Radha Damodar Vigraha. Radha Damodar temple, they told this Radha Damodar is original, he told this is original, but this is very huge deity, but there is small deity. So Rupa Goswami called the Radha Damodar deity, then he gave to Jiva Goswami for worship, to worship. So this is the, briefly just speak about Jiva Goswami, otherwise it go whole class. So there is also Jagadish Pandit. And about Jagadish Pandit also mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is writing, Jagadish Pandit Ara Hiranya Mahasay Jare Kripa Kaila Balye Prabhu Dayamay Edui Ghare Prabhura Eka एकादशी दिने विष्णु र नैवेद्य मागी खाइलो आपने द 31st ब्रांच ऑफ जो चैतन्य ट्री वाज जगदीश पंडित एंड 32nd वाज हिरण्य महाशय हिरण्य भागवत एंड टू हुम लॉर्ड चैतन्य इन ए चाइल्डहुड शोड हिज कॉजलेस मर्सी इन देयर 2 हाउसेस लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु बेक्ड फूड on the Ekadasi day, and personally at it. Here is in brief and in detail is explained in Chaitanya Bhagavata in Adilila, sixth chapter that when Nimai was about maybe 2.5 years, and generally Nimai is to stop Nimai's crying, with the local ladies they chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, then he smile. Sundara Lala, Sachi Dulala, Nachata Hari, Kirtanani, then he danced. But one day he was crying, going on crying, this is Ekadashi day. Then he, but doing, people doing Kirtan, they're dancing, they saw, but he's not interested. Just crying. Hey, why are you crying? Sachimata asked. Nimai, why are you crying? What do you want? We'll give you what you want. Just stop crying. You promise that he will give me whatever I want. Then they promise, yes. Jagannath Mishra promised. Then he told, I want, today is Ekadashi and two brothers in Navadip, this Jagadish and Hiranya. They, performing this Ekadashi Vrata, they are worshipping Bal Gopal. And they cooking so many items for this Bal Gopal. But I want to eat all these offerings, all these bhoga. I do not want to eat Mahaprasad, no. I want bhoga. Whatever they are cooking, directly bring to me. So, they are surprised. They are laughing, then he cry again. And finally, Jagannath Mishra went to them, then they are also devotees. So they could understand, this boy was so extremely beautiful. Varnamatra dekhibi parita. Sakhyata Gokulakana, he looks like, exactly like Krishna, Bal Gopal. Only this, he was a little blackish and his hair is in molten gold color. So they brought all the items and Nimai became happy and started eating directly. Eating and calling his old other friends and giving them also, distributing and eating. It is said that this Jagadish Pandit and Hiranya Bhagavat, they were Jagya Patnis. In their previous birth in Krishna Lila, they were Jagya Patnis, those who feed Krishna Balarami. Here is near village Bhatroli, here in Vrindavan. So there, one time when the Brahmana was performing Jagya, and the Krishna Balarama asked them, send the cowherd boys for food, and they repeat, but in backside, again Krishna sent them in backside, then the Brahmanis, hearing that Krishna and Balaram, they are hungry, they are asking to see Krishna Balaram, they just collect all the preparations for this jagya, for the sacrifice, and they run to Krishna and Balaram. Even their husbands, they could not stop them. So this is explained that the same jagya patanis, two of them, they incarnated as Jagadish and Hiranya Bhagavat. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in childhood ate in their house. And Jagadish Pandit's house was in Bengal, in Chakoda, Chakdaha. There is a big Jagannath in their temple. And there also Dukhini Devi, the wife of Jagadish, also there is Gauru Gopala Vigraha. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself gave them this way, and Radha Govinda deities and Guru Pala. So Jagannath did it, and they will show you a stick in Jagannath temple. There is how Jagadish Pandit, with this stick, he brought this Jagannath from Jagannath Puri to this Bengal. Huge Jagannath. It is difficult to carry one person. So because it is the story is that when Jagadish Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Jagadish Pandit, go and stay in go to in Jagannath Puri, I am coming after. So Jagadish Pandit came and he stayed about 12 years, but Mahaprabhu is not coming. Then Mahaprabhu took sannyas, then he sent another letter. Oh Jagadish, you come back to Bengal. I am going to Jagannath Puri. So then Jagannath, he was crying. He has attachment for Jagannath. He told, I could not get the association of Gauranga because he is coming to here. And I have to go to Bengal. And Gauranga is not there, and Jagannath is also not there. So he was crying. He was feeling so much separation from Jagannath and also Gauranga. Then he went to Jagannath temple, he was crying in front. Then that night Jagannath told him, why you are worried? I will go with you. Don't. How Jagannath will go? So that's why he is. But Jagannath told in dream to the king, that time the Pradabhadra Dev, so king, I have a great devotee, this Jagadish Pandit, great associate of Gauranga, he is coming to here. And he want me to go with him. I want to go with him. So you should give my previous Navakalevar Vigraha, that is underneath, in Koili Vaikunda, they buried the deities. You just dug this place and get out this deity, Jagannath deity, and give him. So the king was surprised, even same dream was to head pujari. So they went and again, they took this Jagannath deity from previous Navakalevar, then they gave to Jagannath. But Jagannath Pandit was thinking, how can I take this deity? You deity, how can I carry it? And Jagannath told, don't worry, just put me in make a very nice soft asana and put me and make a rope and just tighten a rope and a big stick. You carry the stick on here, but don't look to backside. I will go with you. Just you carry and go. Carry always the stick and go. Don't look to back. I am going with you. You must have faith. So in this way, he got this deity from Jagannath Puri to this deity is still in the house of Jagadish Pandit. Okay, so I stop it here. Time. So Srila Jiva Goswami Tirobhav Mahamahotsav ki jai. Srila Jiva Goswami ki jai. Jagadish Pandit ki jai. Dantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.